Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Care.com. We love Care.com. It's the easy and reliable way to find care for everyone in the family, but especially for the moms out there, babysitters, nannies, somebody to watch your kids. You know, it's so hard to find somebody that's great. But with Care.com, you can go on the site and you can look up all the babysitters or nannies that you want, and you can arrange all your interviews all in one day. They're all right there. You can see how close they live. You can see what their qualifications are, and it takes all the guesswork out of it. And then also, you can get somebody to walk your dog, a housekeeper, somebody to watch your grandma, somebody to run errands, tutors, all kinds of great stuff. So what you want to do is you want to go to care.com and you want to put in the promo code LOUD. No, you don't. That is not correct. Okay. Here's what you want to do. To save 30% off a care.com premium membership, you want to go to care.com/loud. Okay. That's care.com/loud. And once you upgrade to premium, you can reach out to your potential caregivers. You can schedule interviews. You can even book and pay for them through the app. So that's care.com/loud.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? What's up? It's Friday. Happy Friday.
Yes, it is. I love Friday.
I wonder if people that listen to this not on a Friday go, what, what, what? So we always start with, it's Friday.
Either our super fans that are listening on Thursday late night.
That's right.
Or the no-getters who are like 4 weeks later on a Tuesday. Hey, before we get going, we want to talk to you guys about
Dude. This is my favorite new product, by the way.
Me too.
I love it.
It couldn't have come at a better time because my son got stank.
I don't think Sonny's ever going to take a shower again. He never pays attention when I talk to him about, hey, I got something for you. Yeah. I got this. This means you don't have to take a shower. You just wet. He's like, what? He's all ears. He's like, give it to me.
Here's what these things are. The Dude products are they have flushable wipes, you know.
We use that too.
Yeah. But then they also have these things that it's Lynette, my favorite, which are it's like a shower on the go. It's a body wipe.
Yeah.
So when your kid is stinky, you tell them, which I have been doing because I've been using them.
Yes.
Xander, go use a Dude wipe. Mm-hmm. And then he has to wipe under the arms, feet, anywhere that they might have a stink. They could wipe off.
They also have his head.
Oh, yes.
He rubs it through his head.
Yeah. Yes.
I rub his head with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. After a game.
Yeah.
So obviously husbands can use it too, but you've got to be more subtle with how you tell them. These kids, you could just be like, dude, you stink. Go wipe off. Also, they have facial wipes.
Right.
Mm-hmm, so
they do.
Sadie and Elby are using them too to clean their face.
I use that. Yeah. I've been using them. They gave us a whole bunch. They sent us over a bunch. It's all over our house. It's in every bathroom. I use it all the time.
Yep,
it's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
So and it was seen on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm. It was started by
Mark Cuban invested in it.
I like that it was started by four lifelong friends out of an apartment in Chicago when they used baby wipes in their bathroom routines and saw an opportunity to create a cool Dude brand for guys.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So you can purchase them at Amazon.com and in 15,000 stores, including Target, Walmart, Kroger. But to receive our special offer, go to dudeproducts.com and enter the code Corolla20 at checkout to get 20% off your purchase. That's dudeproducts.com, promo code Corolla20 for 20% off. Also,
Raycon, your earbuds.
Yeah.
You don't need to spend an arm and a leg to have those cool earbuds, right?
Yeah.
Raycon, which was started by, co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg. They're wireless earbuds. They've totally changed the game. They're very comfortable. I have them. Adam has a pair that you can like actually lay on your bed and not like have to feel like it's going to fall out. Like I hate when those – it fits perfectly. And unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. So they don't have that like white stem that makes them kind of dorky. So check out the Raycons – you guys can get a pair of wireless earbuds, okay, and not have to pay a fortune. Go to buyraycon.com, okay? It's buyraycon.com. Use promo code FCOL20 and get 20% off your order, okay? Go to buyraycon.com. Use FCOL20. And by the way, if you forget what some of these promo codes are, you can go to our Facebook page.
Yes, I'm going to do
our main Facebook page.
Yeah, for Crying Out Loud podcast, and I'm going to do a file that lists all the codes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also follow us on Instagram now.
Yes, at FCOLpod.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. All right.
Okay, we hold on. We were going to talk about
a few things.
Yeah, we had a few things. Some inappropriate thing that you watched. I want to tell you about a family walk that we went on. And I want to tell you about – I also want to tell you about this other school I'm looking into.
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
Okay, so
– tell me about that.
So a couple weeks ago, and this is – I went to a meeting at somebody's house because as much as I protest that I'm a no-getter, it's like this, somebody will go like, can you come to a meeting for a Teacher Appreciation Week? And I just go, fuck, all right.
That's why I try not to make eye contact. Like at open house.
Right.
Right.
Well, my problem is I have been friends with some of these moms since LB was a kindergartner.
Right.
Right. So now it's 9 years later. We're in our 9th or 10th year at the school. These people are kind of old friends.
Right.
But their habits of being go-getters die hard.
Yes.
Mine died a long time ago.
Right.
And I'm not interested in helping out with many things.
You're not? I know. I feel the same way.
I have as I've told you many times, I have my specific things that I do.
Right.
I threw a huge fundraiser.
Yeah.
The Parenting Out Loud.
Yes.
It was very successful.
Yes.
Raised a lot of money for the school. Usually I feel like a dealer after a shift, you know?
Right.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Bye.
Right.
Enjoy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll be smoking in the break room. But these people are like coming to you at the break room, like, excuse me.
Yeah, you're not so fast.
I know you're on break. Do you want to do Teacher Appreciation Week? And I'm like, there's hummus. We're going to do it at my house. There's hummus. I'm like, all right. Sometimes I'm like, well, what am I doing? I'm not that busy. All right, I'll come to your house.
I know.
And then, okay, but you're going to love this. These people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's usually one other person who did come to the meeting but is as cynical as I am.
Uh-huh. And then there's always that. Yeah, yeah.
And then there's always the people that are like so extra. Like they're just – first of all –
don't you sit there and like marvel at them? I sit there and watch these women sometimes and I'm just like, God, I wish I could – I wish I had half that energy that this woman has.
No, I'm like a senior citizen. I wish I had your energy.
I feel that way. I don't know what's going on. Like I don't have that – enthusiasm.
And it'd be one thing if they had kids in kindergarten.
Right.
You know? And you're
right.
Like, all right. I see. Yeah. I get. Yeah. You're
right.
Like a puppy.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, right. No.
But I'm like a senior dog that's like, I don't want to go for an hour long walk. Let me sleep.
Totally. Totally.
Give me a snack. I don't have that long to live.
Yes.
You know? I'm like, I'm on borrow time at this point, you know?
Right.
So I go to this meeting at this woman's house. And first of all, I'm, you know, more interested in talking to a couple of the people that are there that are friends of mine about like their personal lives. And then it's like, all right, you guys, we got to get down to business. Talk about Teacher Appreciation Week.
We'd rather be chit-chatting about what's in the news and what's going on with you.
Yeah, this person just got separated. I want to hear all about it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Way more important issues are at hand.
Yes. What are we here for?
I know. So then we have to talk about Teacher Appreciation Week. And they're way too into it, for one thing.
Oh, my God.
And now, first of all, it's middle school. So settle down. Reel it way in.
Oh, my God. You went to a teacher's appreciation meeting about middle school.
Okay. Full disclosure, I thought it was for – I thought I was killing two birds with one stone. I thought this was for the elementary and the middle school. When I found out it was for the middle school, I was annoyed. I was like, okay.
I'm annoyed for you.
They're middle school teachers. We can just get them a gift card. They're going to be 10 times happier. This is what I did last year. I got all the teachers a Starbucks gift card, LB's favorite teachers. They're all her favorites. So I got them all a Starbucks gift card. That's enough.
That's enough.
And she wrote them a personal note.
Right. I did.
But now they're trying – they want to formalize everything and organize it. And it's like – and then, of course, you know there's so many things that you know the teachers are rolling their eyes really hard at like, hey, we're going to have a professional person come in and give them all a hand massage. Ain't nobody got time to come in and get a hand massage. What the fuck?
They want to give the teachers hand massages?
The ideas that are flying back and forth are so eye-roll worthy. They're going to set up – okay, this was the main person's idea and it was so tiresome. She's like, here's what we want to do. We want to have like a buffet of stuff that they can come and get for their classroom. It's you need a break. And then it's like we could do like hand sanitizer and ibuprofen and, you know, treats right. and some granola bars and like –
Like as I'm if sorry. They're going on a 4K, 4K,
5K
run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Put this in your fanny pack for supplies. Right. They're not on Survivor.
I know, right?
They're teaching in the class. They guess what? They all have access to these things.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
Anytime they go to the dollar store, they
right.
can get themselves
a
roll of
ibuprofen at home. I know. Get themselves wrong.
Right. So I'm like, I don't know if that's like – I think they would appreciate a gift card more.
Right.
But they're trying to come up – so then, of course,
it becomes – they got to try and come up with anything?
And why does it have to be a week long?
Yeah, I don't
why?
Get it.
Why does there have to be some fucking special thing on every day of the week?
I know.
Just pick a day. Oh, so then there's a big luncheon where they're going to cater in lunch. That's fine.
Right.
First of all, they should have those things anyway.
Yes.
Just because you're a teacher doesn't because then I found out that they have to bring their own coffee to work. So one day they put out their order and a parent goes and gets Starbucks.
That's good.
That's
fine.
One day. Mm-hmm. But then there's also the day that there's the luncheon. Okay, fine. But nothing can be easy. They have to make everything hard on the parents because that's who's doing it.
Right.
One of the people suggests – these are the suggestions that start coming out. How about – we do a poster on all the doors and all the kids in the class can write like a personal message to their teacher. So, of course, some of us, the more cynical among us, were like, you do understand that these kids are in middle school, right? They're 12, they're 13 years old. They're not going to write
Dear
Mrs. Thomason, you've been such a blessing, hashtag blessed, this year.
Right.
Just helping me with my studies. No, they're going to write a picture of a penis.
Exactly. Just like Tommy can come along and like cross off, you know, you made my life great. You made my life miserable. I hate you,
right.
You wickety witch.
And that's what I try. I tried to say it in a nice way. I was like, you do know.
These are middle school kids.
Yeah.
They're not innocent fourth
Don't
graders.
Create work for the kids.
Right.
Oh, how about we have all the kids write a note for their teacher? So this is what I said because I'm just the naysayer.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just suck to be there. But I was like,
yeah, they're like no,
I don't think that's a good idea and here's why. It's just another power struggle. You're going to – come on. You need to write a note to your teacher. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. You've got to write a note to your – it's like trying to get them to make Valentine's
totally.
For their whole class. They're
yes.
not going to do it. And if a kid is going to – I said, how about you leave that to the individual parent?
Right. Right.
Your kid wants to write a note to their teacher, great. Don't make it a thing that we're going to have to start organizing and sending emails and going, did you forget? Don't forget
exactly.
to have your kid write a note. I was like, mom, these kids are not going to do that.
But in middle school, they have more than one teacher too.
Right.
So what are they supposed
to
do?
These kids are going to write five,
fuck no.
six
Hell no.
teacher's notes?
No.
No, they're not.
Then it falls onto the parent.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I was like, can we just – oh, and then the other thing was I said, why don't we – because they wanted to have
– I can't believe you went to this.
The treat, the thing that you deserve a break, that's beside the luncheon. So I said, why don't we just – on the day that they have coffee, why don't we just also bring in bagels?
Right.
Somebody could go to bagels, get some – you know.
Right.
And then somebody else is like, well, how about we could just bring in bagels from the store? And I was like, nobody wants a shitty bagel.
No. Fucking Olga did that to me, by the way, on Friday. She's like, I'm going to the grocery store. You need anything? I was like, oh, get some fresh bagels from the bakery. I haven't had that in a long time. We have lox at home and cream cheese.
Ooh,
get that. Yeah.
My favorite.
Right. No. I come home
she
like,
got
where's
the Vandy Camp?
The fucking Vandy. Yes. Exactly. Like the Nabisco, fucking crappy ass.
Right.
She's like not really Jewish. I don't know if you know Olga, but.
Not a Jew.
Not a Jew. Definitely not a Jew. But anyway, yes. What about the bagels?
Yeah. So I was like, no.
Right. Get the good bagels.
Then you got this other woman who I ended up actually really liking, but who's like, no, bagels are – they're so fattening.
Like, okay.
Now you're going to put all our teachers on a diet? Really?
I know, right?
Really? Now you know what she should do? Go be a lifeguard at the Van Nuys pool. Yeah. You got a lot of ideas for how people should be living their lives. We might have a job opening for you. I've got the perfect job for you.
These bagels are too heavy.
They're the worst food. They're terrible for you. Shut up.
God. Wow.
Okay, so now I'm sitting here miserable. So it's only me and one other mom that are like, no, we're not going to make our kids write notes.
Right, right. So
kids, you want to write a note? Have your kid write a note.
Yes, that's up to the kid.
It doesn't need to be organized.
Right.
And also, I'm not going to – oh, we're going to come in there and decorate the tables and do that. No, we're not.
No,
it's decorating. Not the prom.
I know. It's not the
– And the teachers don't want that.
No, they don't. I don't.
We've talked
really
to teachers
don't.
Who are on our page, yes. And they don't want that. They want a gift.
They
want
to be appreciated.
Right.
I'm all for appreciating the teachers. Absolutely. We should celebrate them. But do we have to have a meeting about it? Just celebrate them.
Also,
like, just put out the email. It's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, one day was supposed to be everybody was supposed to bring in a flower. Right? And then we were going to do that whole, like, then somebody was going to go get, like, the vase and we're going to.
This is middle school still?
Yeah, this is middle school, Lynette. Oh,
this
everybody bring in a flower for your teacher? Are you fucking high? Are you high? First of all, also
what
creates more work for the teachers. Like,
oh,
now they got to cart home their stupid flowers, which are going to die in a day because it's not even, like, no.
I know.
Stop.
They got the carnation, that one carnation in their little thin. No, I don't.
I was really rethinking my life's choices after saying yes to this meeting.
Right.
But then I don't want to be the full-on killjoy. Now it's like, well, why did you come to this meeting if you're just going to, you know,
shoot
poop on everybody's ideas?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yes. What was your idea? Did you
bagels.
Have, oh, the bagels.
I was like, let's just do the coffee and bagels and then have the lunch on another day.
That's
and then
perfect.
Everybody can bring in their teacher a gift card.
That's
if
it.
If they so choose.
Yes.
How about that?
That's fine. And did we have to have a
in
meeting about
mind,
that?
In my mind, I was like, whenever I worked in TV, it was usually on like Fridays, they would bring in fresh bagels. And it was always a really nice thing. I always look forward to Fridays.
Me too.
My bagel.
Yeah.
And my cream cheese.
Yeah.
But real bagel and cream cheese.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, that would be a nice thing for one day. The same day they get their coffee, put it in the principal's office. Everybody could come in and get themselves a bagel to start
exactly.
the day. And then also the luncheon. Done.
Done.
Peace
Done.
Out.
Yes.
No flower on this day and this on this day and a handwritten note and a poster
hand massage.
In the room. Oh, yeah. And they were going to hire somebody to come in and give hand massages.
No. Why?
That's like,
what the teacher's going to want to sit there and – okay. So what's she supposed to do with her left hand when she's supposed to be grading papers with her right hand being massaged? Now she's being unproductive and she's got to sit there and watch the guy give her a massage.
It's so uncomfortable. The whole thing is just weird.
It is.
And you know, scheduling their time. Who's going to watch their classroom while they're, you know, if the person's not going from classroom? That's just weird. I was like, I'm not into this.
That's
okay.
What I mean, like these go-getters. Like, Jesus Christ, slow your roll.
Yeah.
Please.
I just, they don't want their kids to be in middle school.
I guess
that's what you should do. Have another baby.
Right. Focus on that kid.
Yeah. And then as soon as it gets into kindergarten, you can start over again with the – or go, I don't know, be a TA.
Right.
Help out. I don't know, but
– but don't drag me down to your hell.
So then I was talking to this one mom who – so you know how I've been considering the middle school for the school that my kids go to elementary. So Elby went there. And you know I've had my issues with it. But the kids want to go to it because they – feel that they know people.
Right. I don't blame them.
I know. But at the same time, you know, I've been having my misgivings because the bullying situation that happened with Elby that I went in to talk to the – I guess that was on Patreon. But I had a meeting with the principal because I don't really like their policy.
Right.
I know middle school is a tough time, but you got to have some boundaries.
Elby wasn't being bullied. It was somebody that – something that she witnessed.
But with the girl that has bullied Elby in the past who's never gets reined in.
Right.
Here Natalia gets two detentions in a row for doing nothing even that compares to what this girl does.
Right.
This is the girl that impersonated Elby on Instagram
and
bullied herself and then she's – she's gone through so many kids where the parents have had her parents called in. Just been incident after incident with this kid.
And they don't – they don't.
And then she upped – she escalated and punched a girl. She punched somebody last year too. Anyway, long story short, I started getting a bad taste in my mouth about the school. Mm-hmm. And just like – and neither Sadie or Xander have mm-hmm. good friends that are going to this
right.
school. Hardly anyone's going to it.
Yeah,
they're all going,
going
off
to, school.
To different schools. And there's like, of course, there are some things that I have liked about it, but there's mm-hmm. a lot of things that they are not getting improved and are getting worse.
Right.
So that, but so that's been a nagging doubt in my head mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was, so then I'm at the teacher appreciation. This is where the story, why I told you the story in the first place. And there was a mom there who has a kid at the other camp. So there's, our school has the elementary campus,
right.
which has been great.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost done with that. Then there's – when LB started, there was a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade campus.
Okay.
But by LB's 7th grade year, they didn't have enough room for all the kids. So they have now a separate 6th grade campus.
Wow.
It's very convoluted.
Right. Okay.
So the kids graduate from elementary school and they move to the separate 6th grade campus where there's like 3 or 4 classes of 6th grade kids.
Wow.
Then when they finish that, they go to the 7th and 8th grade campus.
And are these campuses located near each other or?
The elementary school is in a totally different location. The 6th and 7th grade campuses are close. They're like a half mile from each other.
Okay. All right.
But they have to take a bus for – if they're doing sports, they have to get on a little bus and go – you know, I'm sure it takes 5 minutes
right.
but to the other campus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know,
it's just kind of a pain.
It is kind of a pain. That's not the part – the fault of the administration, but the fault of the administration is that they're not – anyway, so here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So having my nagging doubts, but the kids want to go there. So I'm like, all right. So then I'm talking to this mom. And she says that her daughter's there and she's like, look, I got to be honest with you. She's at the 6th grade campus. Mm. She's like, there's a lot of bullying going on over there. And I was like, really? She's like, I have to tell you, this woman is a teacher and she teaches something at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be too specific and call her out and because whatever.
Yeah,
she was,
right.
But she said, you know, I've taught at a lot of schools in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
some in bad areas, some in good areas. These kids are some of the worst behaved kids I've ever dealt with. She said they're very undisciplined. They have no respect for any kind of authority.
Oh my
they
God.
Don't care. She goes, they don't care about learning. They're disruptive.
Mm.
And she goes, and what I'm teaching is really fun.
Right.
She goes, and I'm really fun about it. And it's one class. It's like she's not an official teacher. She teaches like an mm-hmm. extra thing.
Right.
And she goes, in most every school I've worked at, the kids are like excited about it and mm-hmm. like they think it's fun.
Right.
She goes, these kids are just they swear, they
really?
They don't listen. They just don't want she's like, I just so she's taking her kid out.
Is it just this grade or is it?
Well, the
like
I haven't
batch?
Been at that campus, so my problem is I was hoping that the 6th grade was mm-hmm. going to be better.
Right.
I know the 7th and 8th isn't great.
Right.
That's where LB is.
Right, right.
But I'm like, but the 6th grade seemed kind of like sweeter and,
yeah.
you know, they're mm-hmm. the younger kids and they're by themselves and like that seemed like, okay, well, it's not going to be that bad. And this mom was like, oh, it's not. It's not good.
Ah.
So then I was like.
That's so depressing.
Then she was telling me about this other school, this other charter school, mm-hmm. which is even smaller than my kid's school. But I went and toured it and I have to say it's sort of like LB's school. It's sort of like the elementary school. It's very small, but it's more dynamic and they have art. They have
yeah.
art that seems like the art that your kids have. Like they have a professional art teacher.
Wow.
That's part of the curriculum.
Right.
I was looking at self-portraits and they sculpt and they do all
yeah.
this cool stuff. And I was like, I think Sadie especially needs to be engaged
yes.
in that
She's
way.
Not, yeah, I agree.
You know,
she's
I got a kid
stimulated.
Who's like artistic and it's the school that she's at. It's, I don't know. It's just they don't
it's
offer
not.
Anything that's fun at the school that they would be
Get
going
them.
To. And the kids are really open to it. So they're going to go a week from today.
Nice.
They're going to go do a shadow day.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So they're going to go and be there. And
they're going to go and they're going to take the art class.
Ah, nice.
And be on the campus and sit in for a class and like see what it's
That's
like.
Awesome.
And they'll see. They'll see what
do
the vibe is.
Do you stay there with them or do you drop
well,
them?
Well, I'll be here recording with you. So I guess John will take them.
Okay.
So I think he'll probably just wait for them.
Yeah.
It's just an hour.
Right, right. That's very cool. I'm just – I think – what do I know? But I don't think that your kids are being – I think that your kids seem a little more intelligent than the curriculum that they're – it doesn't seem like they get challenged. I don't know. Just by the stories, I just can picture – I just think that – they need something. I think they need something different.
Elby's done fine, but she is way more of a self-starter, and she's way more – if there's homework, she's going to get it done.
Yeah.
And Sadie and Xander are just not that way.
Does she get challenged at the schools?
I mean, I think she does. She got into a really hard – I'm very proud of her. She applied for this program at a high school that you have to have – straight A's, you have to have really high test scores on the state testing. Mm-hmm. And she got in to this like elite program. And she's
really?
All excited.
What is it? What kind of program?
It's like a high honors program at our public – at our local high school.
That's
but you
awesome.
Have to apply separately that you don't
wow.
just apply to the school. You have to apply to this honors
right,
program
right.
basically. And then a small group of the people that apply to the honors program are invited into the high honors program.
Wow.
And she got into it.
That's amazing.
With one other friend. And she's really excited.
Wow.
This is the difference between me and Elby. I'm like, are you sure you want to do that? That's a lot of work. And she's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, I mean, it seems like a lot of pressure. Like, don't you just kind of want to enjoy high school? What if your teacher sucks? God,
oh
why do you want to do that?
Adam no. complains that his mom does that because he complains a lot about it. News alert, he complains. But he's like everything he says, like she just goes, that sounds so exhausting and arduous. And that's a lot of pressure. You know, like she can never be happy for, you're going to be writing on the Oscars 2 years in a row? That's great. No, it's like, everything's such a bummer. So
I try to hide it. I'm just like,
no,
it's
I'm
okay
with you.
If it doesn't work out. I just told her, I was like, no shame in your game if you start it and you're like, wow, this
right.
is a lot. Because I just personally, and this is just based on my own experience. I hated school and I hated high school. And I, you know, of course, Elby's not me. She's
right.
her own separate person.
Right. Right.
And God bless her.
Yeah.
She likes to work hard,
mm-hmm.
you know. But she's never had to work. She's never gone to a traditional school, really.
Mm.
Her school's traditional and
right.
she has homework. But
well, she can like –
But when she has a lot of homework, she gets stressed out.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I have all these projects. And I'm like, well, this is going to be every day at this new program. And she's like, I know. It's fine.
All right.
She really wants
well,
to do
it. Well, she can dial it back if she gets to
I know. And John was like, well, what are we going to tell her? She can't do it.
I
no,
know.
Sorry. You can't work hard. I know you really want to work hard, but no. He goes,
Stop
she
it
can
with
always
all those
drop
A's.
Down. Yeah. I'm like, you can't get one B? What's wrong? What?
Go on,
such a go-getter. Stop making me look bad.
No, that's good. I mean, I'm
next thing you know, Elby's going to be like, "No, I don't want you to do your best, Mom. I want you to do my best."
Exactly.
Start
don't do
planning
your
meals.
Best, do Elby's best.
Yeah.
Why, so next time,
Mom, make a list of all the dinners you're going to make this week, and go to the grocery store ahead of time. Plan ahead, Mom.
Kaylin, take note. Okay, so next time you tell us that you did your best. Don't do our best. Do Elby's best.
Do Elby's best.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Hashtag do Elby's best.
Elby.
I'm happy to hear that the twins are interested in checking out the other campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll keep you guys
and
posted.
And I don't like the fact that she told you about all that. Scares me.
I know, but you know what?
All the bullying and
but
shit.
But you know what? I was like, and she could be exaggerating. That's her kid's experience. I totally get that. But you know when you're already having an intuition about something
and
then you don't follow it and then you're like, what? All I do is tell people follow your gut, trust your gut. And then I didn't. This is what I was projecting into the future that I'd be like, oh, my God, the kids are miserable.
Uh-huh.
And then
why
I would
didn't
be like,
go?
What did you think was going to happen?
Right.
You knew that there were issues there, but you were like, well, it's the lesser of the evils, but now I have another choice and the kids are open to it, so why not? Go explore that option.
Absolutely.
The problem with it is just that it's also very small. But they can go to a big high school.
Yeah. Whatever. That's fine.
All right. Let's talk about Brewmate.
Brewmate. Listen. You know, by the way, if you want to take liquid with you to work that's hot, cold, or alcoholic.
Right.
Brewmate is your bro.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. What they sent us some really cool Brewmate cups, glasses.
Yeah.
Containers.
It's like a it's like a really cool thermos, and they're very cool looking, and you can take
really
them on picnics.
Yeah.
And
they're really nice. Mm-hmm. They're like – I got the rose-colored ones. I don't know what – or the rose gold
I did too.
Looking ones. Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah. No, they're really cool. They're really cool.
Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long or your favorite virgin drinks.
That's right.
Look, you don't have to be somebody who drinks alcohol to enjoy a cold beverage.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
That's right.
But if you are somebody who likes – you know, it's good for beer, wine, whatever you want that you want to keep cold or keep at the temperature.
Yes.
And it's fancy.
And they're nice. They're cool. They're shatterproof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go check out brewmate.com and enter code LOUD. You'll get 15% off.
It's spelled B-R-U-M-A-T-E, brewmate.com, code LOUD. Get 15% off your order. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Oh, should we talk about HelloFresh too while we're in the middle? Yeah. HelloFresh.
Hello.
Hello.
Fresh. I don't know why. It's just so funny.
It just amuses us.
I'll tell you about HelloFresh.
Please do.
Because we eat it all the time. HelloFresh. Landshark. Now listen, it is simple. You get you get everything you need. You tell it all what you like. It's simple and easy to make. It's really good. The ingredients are pre-measured and easy to follow, which I like. It's like six-step pictured recipe cards, which helps a lot. And it's delivered right to your door in the insulated box, so you don't have to worry about it if it gets left out for a while. And it saves time. All the meals come together in 30 minutes max. And, 30 minutes max. And it's very minimal. That's what I love about it. And it's delicious. It's great. So if you guys want to try HelloFresh, which I know you do, you can go to HelloFresh.com/FCOL80, okay? That means you'll get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, all right? So this will be also on our For Crying Out Loud Facebook page,
yep.
The promo code. So go to HelloFresh.com/FCOL80, and you'll get $80 off your first month.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a subscription. You'll love it, and it really does help. Makes your life easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you were going to tell us.
All right. So Friday night, Natalia did the play thing. All right. So she went and did
Newsies.
Newsies. And then she was crying when it was over because I was like, call me and I'll pick you up. She was hysterically crying, like, it's just so emotional. Like, she's laughing and crying, like, everybody's making fun of her. But she's like, I'm going to miss everybody. I'm like, miss everybody? But you only been there 1 week. Like, these kids have been there for 3 months together, working on the show. You've been there, like, you show up at the last minute, you just swoop on in.
Also, is it just me or is Newsies one of the most boring?
Is it? I didn't see it.
Oh.
She wanted me to come see it, and I was like,
that's just a bridge too far. I'm not into that play.
Well, that and Les Mis. I mean, come on. Like, come on, you guys. Get some good plays in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're Springsteen on Broadway. Come on. So anyway, So she had that. So Friday night, Sonny, all his friends, a lot of his friends were in the play. He already went. This was Saturday night or Friday? Saturday night. So he already went Friday night and saw it. And supported his friends. But he's like, you want to go? Okay. I was hungover on Saturday because Friday night we had like a tasting at a liquor store in Pasadena. And it was really nice, very cool. It's this little liquor store, and I'll tell you, Vintero, Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like mom, pa, and it's right next to my dry bar. So I pass by it all the time, and it's the same people on the Friday night all the time. They go in there and they learn about the different wines and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, you know, we got to have a friendship with them, and now we decided to do a tasting. So Patrick was there. I was there. Jen, our sales girl, was there. And we had a nice time. But, like, it's a wine tasting. So you're trying all this wine. Next thing you know, you're, like, buzzed. You got a hangover. I took them out to dinner afterwards. So I had that, like, heavy wine headache feeling the next day. All I wanted – Adam was out of town. Natalia was gone all day. I just wanted to sit in bed and watch Housewives, or I'm trying to watch Game of Thrones. I'm on episode 4 of the first season. I'm very much trying because I don't want this to go by. I don't want this phenomenon to go by and not me have anything to do with it, like especially when it involves television shows. Like, if somebody,
I don't know why. I'm like a cranky old person where I'm like, yeah, never saw it, never will.
I know.
I don't know who I'm trying to fool because, I like to be on the Twitter trends too.
Right.
But
so everybody
seems too far into it for me.
I know. But everybody I talk to, like, just get through the first – everything I have to get through.
That's what I don't understand.
I have to read about it.
Can't it just be good from the first episode?
Well, it was good for the first episode, and then it kind of got like setting up the plot kind of thing. So it tells you who everybody is. You know, when they – TV shows, they got to do that, which is good for you, but it's very complicated. There's a lot of different – when I heard Howard Stern the other day talking about it, he was watching the new season that just came out, and he's like, what's her name? He goes, honestly, Robin, I don't know anybody's names on that show. Like, who's the – I just know her by the blonde chick with the nice tits. Like, he's like, I don't know anybody's names.
Right. This is going to be like Root of All Evil podcast where I'm going to be like, I don't know. I'm going to need a family tree. But then
– But you listen to it.
I heard people die anyway.
Right.
All the time.
Right. That's what I hear too. So I read the episode – I read the episode description and then, you know, and then I – And then I watch the show. So then I kind of have an idea of what's coming and who – oh, is that what they were talking about? So it's just – because also people watch Game of Thrones with other people. I'm watching it by myself. So I don't have anybody to bounce off.
Right.
Like, hey, did what –
Kaylin, you into this show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm Game of Thrones fanatic.
You and your girlfriend?
No, I tried to get her into it, but she couldn't get into it.
What a whore.
How dare you.
What's her name?
Amy. Yeah.
Oh, we can know her name now at least,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Why not?
This is baby's mama.
Yeah, baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
do you think you might marry her?
Maybe one day.
How's she feeling, by the way?
She's feeling great.
Yeah?
I mean, aside from she's having trouble sleeping, but aside from that, no problem.
Is she big?
She's getting pretty big, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You should get her one of these pregnancy pillows. These things are great.
Oh, yeah.
Does she have a pregnancy pillow?
The long thing?
No, she has like a ton of pillows in her room that she kind of like stacks around her already. But
yeah, these things are good though because you don't have to do all that.
Right.
It's just one big long pillow. It's like a body size.
It's kind of S-shaped but not really.
Yeah, yeah. And you just kind of like hook onto it and it supports you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Just something. She's getting big, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She complaining?
Yeah.
Like she can't breathe?
No, she's just like is always saying that she's like feels like a whale or like a roly-poly.
I know that feeling. I'm feeling like phantom pains for her right now.
Yeah, but because she's going to have a person. She's creating a person.
Oh, yeah. The little girl's kicking a lot these days.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
At what month is she in?
She's
doing June, right? No, August.
July 7th.
July 7th.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she's got all May. And June, she's really probably – she's like in her eighth month already.
Kaylin,
seventh, eighth month, yeah.
You're how tall is she?
She's 5'4".
She's short.
She's
how
short,
tall
yeah.
are you?
6 feet.
Yeah. Is your dad tall?
He's 6 feet as well.
That kid could be a big baby.
Yeah.
You guys go to Lamaze?
No.
No.
Have you met Kaylin? He's a no-getter like us.
Yeah. Right.
That's very accurate.
He could barely walk in here with his limp. Yeah. So you haven't gone to any classes or anything.
No.
Is she planning on just giving a natural birth?
No. She's not going natural.
She's going
like, natural. Hey, you mean like just going into – like no drugs? Natural?
No, not no drugs, but like I guess – well, I mean –
Is she
I
having
guess,
a C-section
think, yeah.
for
no.
any reason? Okay.
No.
So she's just going to give
right.
birth.
Okay.
All right.
Godspeed.
Good luck with that.
song, sucker. I'll never forget Dag said that to Adam on the morning show, on the morning radio after I had the babies. And he was like, you know where I'm going this weekend? It's like, I'm going to race cars in like Palm Springs. Song. He's like, I got to go home to the babies. He's like, song, sucker. I heard that and I was like, you fucking asshole. Like,
that's funny.
Now I can say it.
So you're watching Game of Thrones, but on your own.
Yeah, I like to watch Game of Thrones without anybody else around. A lot of people have parties and do whatever, but I like to just get into it.
I'm that way for TV shows I'm into, but like you gotta like
you know, to be very honest, you're not very into the fantasy stuff anyway, right? Like I know you don't like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or stuff like that. So I feel like you're not really going to be much into it anyway, and it's already kind of too late for you to start watching.
Really?
It would take you a long time to catch up.
Well, I'm not trying to catch up. I just want to watch it.
I'm saying the ending, people will be talking about the ending. Like if you're getting in the middle of it and you do start getting really into it, there's a very good chance someone's just going to spoil the ending for you.
Caitlin, I feel like you don't believe in Lynette.
I know.
You know?
What kind of encouragement is that?
Well, I've been begging you to watch this show for
months. You're going to be a dad. Like, is that how you're going to parent your kids? It's like, you know what? I don't think you can do it.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think this is for you.
Give it up.
Math is hard. You're never going to catch up.
I watch Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
But Howard Stern was right. I would listen to the same episode. It is very hard to keep track of who people are and where they come from and who their houses are and their castles.
I feel like Caitlin's saying we're dumb. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm saying Howard Stern's dumb.
But there's a lot of friends that I have that don't like that shit. Like James Baby Doll Dixon. Baby, you're not watching Game of Thrones? He's like, I don't like that shit either. Get that fucking that magical, mystical shit out of my face. Not for me. But I start watching Game of Thrones, you don't know what you're missing. And I was like, God damn it. I gotta watch it.
That's how I felt about Downton Abbey. And then I did. I started watching Downton Abbey. I mean, this is a few years ago.
It's Downton
Abbey. Not like last week.
Just kidding. Yeah, go ahead.
And I was like, oh, this is pretty good, you know, for a couple seasons. And then I was like, no.
But then it
petered out for me.
Game of Thrones doesn't seem to be petering out for anybody. People are never like, they're fucking going nuts when it comes back. So I don't know.
Did you show your kids those?
All right. So anyway, all I want to do is stay in bed. So Sonny's like, let's go for a bike ride. I tell him, okay, at 12 noon. We didn't go until like 4:30 because I was just like, just give me a few more minutes. I had a hangover.
Yeah.
No Natalia, no Adam. Sonny's like a cat. You don't even know he's home. I'm watching like Real Housewives and Game of Thrones. I'm making a good progress. I'm making good headway in my TV watching.
And you're like, don't
department.
You have some video games you could play?
Right. So he's
don't
like,
you have some indoor activities you could get lost in?
Which he's been doing since 8 o'clock in the morning.
Couldn't you get to it? Please.
Go away
already.
Isn't
there some screen time you could be taking advantage
exactly.
of?
Exactly. So come on, Mom. All right. So if I muster up the energy, we go bike riding. And then I was like, oh, so he's talking about his electives that he's going to take next year. And one of them he wants to take a debate, speech and debate. I said, great. That's good. All right. And then we were talking about, he was talking about elections that go on at school. And I said, you know, Sonny, I think you're ready to watch Election.
Oh, with Tracy Flick?
Pick Flick.
Yeah.
Yes. With Reese Witherspoon and Matthew Broderick. And I said, it's got the guy from, Ferris Bueller, but now he's a teacher and he's annoyed. And I haven't watched it in years.
I know it
was dirty. But I can't remember how dirty it was. But the whole thing was the election.
They all seem like a good idea. All these 80 movies. 80s
oh,
movies.
My God. I am going to get the mother of the year. Not. So he's like, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a fun Saturday night, Mom. Let's do that. We'll go to Taco Bell and we'll watch. All right. We'll watch Election.
Why is Taco Bell so good, by the way?
I don't know. But he was like, he mentioned it. And I was like, all right, that sounds good. Let's go to Taco Bell. So we come home, and I should have done due diligence and looked it up.
Common sense media, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't. And also, like, look, Sonny, he does have that sophisticated sense of humor. He gets, like, nuances and stuff like that because it's not a laugh-out-loud Will Ferrell movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he gets it. But then I'm like, But he watches South Park, and so he knows dirty – he – I mean, South Park's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Not South Park. Sorry. Family Guy. Oh. He watches – well, he watches a few episodes of South Park, but Family Guy he watched.
My kids love South Park.
Ugh.
John tries to look at the episodes ahead of time and see what's appropriate, but yeah.
Tits. There was one old episode where Cartman was like saying, that's so tits, man. Like he was trying to get it to catch on. Like, well, that's going to be a fun word now. Like that means awesome. Tits. Like you just said it 180 times. You guys are lame. That's this is more tits over here. Like, I'm just like, shut up. I got to go in the other room. I can't sit in the same room when he watches it. So – watch Family Guy from season one all the way through.
Right.
So there's a lot of dirty humor going on.
Right.
You know, he's going on 13. All right. So, okay, we'll watch Election. I said, Sonny, there's a lot of dirty parts, but okay. He's like, all right, whatever. So we watch it, and it's going great. There's nothing dirty going on. And then she raises her hand for one of the first scenes. She raises her hand in class and Reese Witherspoon, and she starts to talk, and then it freezes on her face. And he's like, that's Tracy Flick. Before she goes on, let me give you a little background on her. And then the next scene cuts to a close-up of his friend who is a teacher at the school, and he right out of his mouth says, her pussy gets so wet.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Luckily, he was sitting like behind me and I couldn't see his face. Like, so I grabbed the remote and I found, okay, all right. And then there was a lot of that. Like, the jock's leaning back, getting a blowjob. I had to fast forward that. I was like, all right, all right. And then he's like, can I look now? Like, it was just, but anyways, he enjoyed the movie. It was really good. I didn't enjoy it because I was fucking sitting on top of that remote every 5 seconds because you never know when they're going to cut to something that's like her
graphic.
Pussy gets so wet. Right. Like that had to be the very first thing out of the guy's mouth.
I mean.
I was like, I didn't write this down for crying out loud. Like,
the thing is, at this point in time, I mean, when we were kids, I mean, I hate to say this, always harp on the fact that like, but there wasn't. When we were kids, like their age, there weren't all these cable channels where you could just – I mean if you wanted to watch porn or something or even soft core, it was through the
– Yeah, you had the squiggly lines.
Yeah, and you had to try to make out what's happening and you were trying to freeze it for a second.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was impossible.
Impossible.
Or you had to be at someone's house that had like really
rich friend
rich,
that had
the Z channel.
Yes. Z channel, select TV, on TV.
Yeah, but it was very rare. That
very
was like they needed to be a celebrity or celebrity adjacent.
Right, right.
To like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knew one person whose parents – and then they had to not be home
because
usually – if you had those friends, they had a special room that like kids stay out of that. That's the room with the billiard table and the Z channel.
Yes.
So
Daddy's
for kids,
whiskey.
That's for our parties, for adult parties.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, everything was basically not porn.
Right.
You could pretty much watch anything. And now we're like, as long as it's not porn.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, it wasn't porn. At least there was character development, right?
Exactly. It's so true because like, yes, when you were a kid, it was like catching lightning in a bottle. Like everything had to be just right.
Right.
And now – you're right. I mean, they get anything that's at their fingertips.
And if you wanted to go see a movie, you had to go to the movie theater.
Right. Exactly.
To see a movie with no commercials.
Right.
You went to a movie theater to see it. I mean, up until I was like a late teenager, a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you and you couldn't
no
go to an
cable.
R movie with your friends. Like they really would be like, no, sorry.
Right.
You don't
look
17.
Exactly.
They wouldn't let you into an R movie.
No.
So you weren't able to see any idea. I grew up with none of that. Like,
yeah.
If you wanted dirty stuff, honestly, you had to read it in a book.
Hello, you're talking to the person that smuggled the forum magazines in the newspaper.
Right.
This girl's buying the Los Angeles Times again. 13-year-old girl buying the Los Angeles Times. Oh, it's well read. It's from my parents.
You have to hope it doesn't fall out when they pick it up and put it in a bag. You're like, I don't need a bag. I'll just carry it.
I can see into the future. Bags are too, you know, no good for the
environment.
No. Keep it. God. So, yeah, watching that kind of a dirty movie with your son is kind of like uncomfortable. But at the same time, it was good and he enjoyed it and he liked it. Then the next day, Natalia, who's been super nice to me lately and like telling me things and wanting to hang out, I was like, okay, so I read it all the time on social media, like put the phone down and hang out with your kids as much because it goes by fast, especially now. Now's the time. All right. So
I like that we're trying to talk ourselves into it. Like, I guess I'm supposed to put my phone down and like interact with my kid.
Right.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
All right. Doing that.
Let's go. So she's laying on the couch. She had a long weekend. It was Sunday afternoon. And I was like, all right, let's watch something. Oh, I put the TV on and because I record the Today Show. And I go, I kind of want to watch the Today. It was Sunday morning, late morning. I kind of want to watch the Today Show. And she's like, you can watch it. I kind of enjoy it. I go, you do? You like the Today Show? Because she comes in and out in the morning yelling at us, going, let's go. We got to go. Sonny, get up.
Right.
So, all right. So I said, whoa, you like to watch? How about you want to watch Dateline? So I put on a Dateline.
Oh,
we watch Dateline together. Okay.
I can't wait for the day I can watch Dateline with my daughter.
I had to make sure. Like, it was about a teen that killed his parents.
Oh, no. No.
But there was nothing graphic. He was in jail and they interview him in jail. You know, Josh Mankiewicz is in there talking to him about, did you kill your parents? No. You know, and they're talking to his aunts and whatever and his friends. And so it was a lot of that. After a while, she got kind of bored. So I'm thinking, what else can we watch? What else? And I wanted her to see, I remember when she was younger, like someday I'm going to have her watch Locked Up Abroad. And now I'm thinking, you want to try something else? So I find an episode that – and that's not dirty. That's just like learning life lessons.
Yeah.
And she knows about drugs. She knows about drugs.
Yeah.
So I find an episode of a girl that needed money. And so she smuggled heroin on her body and she got busted at the airport. And she had to go to jail for 4 years in Lima. And so we watched that and she was like – then we left – I took them to the mall. Sonny wanted to
next
go.
Next movie for her,
mm-hmm.
Broke Down Palace. Remember that movie?
Oh!
Claire Danes and the other girl.
Stephanie Cheen.
That's a good movie for that age, I think.
Oh, my God. Broke Down Palace. Thank you. Because, we watched that one episode and then we left. Because for some weird reason, Sonny decides he wants to go to the mall. He never does. And it was Sunday and Adam was gone. It was Easter, by the way. So I hear Natalia Sunday morning, clunk with her boot, clunk, clunk. I am like, what is she doing? The fucking marathon down there? I go, what's going on? She's like, Mom, where's the Easter baskets?
Oh, no.
What? Come again? What'd you say? Easter baskets? And she's like, where's the Easter baskets? I go, what am I supposed to say? What do you say to that?
Like, you're too old. We're done.
I said, I didn't Easter's think you done. Wanted an Easter basket. She goes, Mom, come on. I go, you just want chocolate right now. That's what you want. I'll make you breakfast. And I said, Sonny, did you want an Easter? She goes, absolutely not. I have no interest in an Easter basket. I said, thank you. And I said, Natalia, you just wanted the chocolate. So we watched that first episode and then we went to the mall and then the three stores that Sonny wanted to go to at the mall were all closed because it was Easter.
Uh-huh.
Some stores were open. Brandy Melville was opened, but the Samsung store, the Apple store and the Tesla store were all closed at the Pasadena Grove. Yeah. Those were the stores he wanted to go into and he's like, "All right, well, I'm done. Can we go get a Wetzel pretzel and let's get out of here?" So then when we got home, I was looking to go play Fortnite. But Natalia was like, Mom, let's watch another episode of that show. I was like, okay, okay. And then I put another one on and we watched another one. And then another – I said there's ones where they get kidnapped and stuff. I didn't want to watch those. I just wanted her to watch the smuggling.
Right.
So we watched the smuggling stuff. After three episodes, she's like – they're all the same. Everybody ends up getting busted and their lives are ruined.
Right.
And I was like, okay.
That's the
point. Let's watch a movie. And then we couldn't figure out a movie to watch.
Oh, so you never watched one?
No, we watched three episodes of Locked Up Abroad. And then I knew she didn't want to watch Election and I didn't want to watch it with her.
Sierra Burgess is a loser.
See? Well, okay. I got to write this down.
That's a Netflix movie.
I was just like trying to find something. And then Clueless came up and she's never seen it.
Never seen it?
Yeah, she's never watched it. But then, you know, we're watching it and it's kind of like timely. It's just like
dated, you mean?
It's dated, yeah. Because, you know, they do that whatever, you know, they do all this, those right. sayings that were kind of funny back then, but now it's just like there's no joke into it because people say whatever all the time and like loser, you know?
It's funny that you said that though because the tits thing reminded me of when the fetch. Stop trying to make fetch happen. Or that's Mean Girls.
Oh.
Is that Mean Girls or Clueless?
I don't remember. I get those two confused too.
Yeah. Fetch. Yeah. That's so fetch. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah. Well, she watched Mean Girls before. But yeah. There was no, and so anyway, she started watching Clueless and I got bored and then I went and worked out.
Nice.
That was it.
Well, we did a family walk.
Yeah. For Easter.
And hopefully if John listens to this episode, he doesn't make it to the end. Don't go telling him.
He's not going to listen.
Wendy, my sister-in-law, if you're listening to this, let me tell the – don't go tell John that I complained about him.
Yeah, there's nothing in it for you.
No. But I love my sister-in-law, Wendy. But
yeah. I have a sister-in-law, Wendy.
I know.
Did we know that? Okay.
So we – so I had come up with the idea to walk Penelope around the – there's like a lake – a park with a lake by my house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was like, hey, I kind of wanted to do it by myself, to be honest, because whatever. And it was Easter. So this was yesterday. So, but then I'm like, hey, maybe we can walk Penelope around the lake. Because Xander was like, I want to do something today. And I go, well, we could go for a walk around Lake Balboa. And so then, you know, John's like, yeah, I'm up for that. No, what?
And now you're like, this is getting crazy now.
Yeah. So we're all going to go family walk, right? Now, we've done it before. And here's the problem. From our house to walk there, you have to walk through our neighborhood through – there's a park across the street from mm-hmm. the park with the lake. Mm-hmm. So you have to walk across through the park that's mm-hmm. near our house. Then you have to cross the street and walk into the park with the lake. And then you walk around the lake, and then you got to walk all the way back home. It adds a bit of a commute.
It does. That's a long – I know because
– it's a commitment.
Yes.
To walk the whole thing.
Stephanie, I used to get high at that lake all the time.
Really?
Oh, my God. We sit there and listen to Motley Crue and smoke pot.
So you know. You can picture the walk.
And
it's
I know.
A beautiful
it's
day.
Huge.
It was
it's a
great.
Big area.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But it's a long walk. And, you know, you're dealing with five people and a dog. And my issue is that at some point – I wanted to have the car with us because there's always a situation where one of the kids is like, I'm tired. I don't want to walk anymore. Where's the car? I'm thirsty. Do we have any water? You know? And I wanted to have my purse with me and just lock it in the car and just go for the walk around the lake. And then if the kids want something from the ice cream truck or whatever, I can go to my – I just didn't want it to be a whole kashaw.
Yes.
I didn't want to bring like a backpack with supplies.
I know.
You know?
Right.
I wasn't going on a 4-hour cruise.
Yes.
I wanted to just walk around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we go to leave the house, and I'm thinking we're going to drive mm-hmm. to the lake and park. And John's like, "What are you doing?" You know, and I go, "We're gonna drive to the lake.
Yeah.
It's still a very nice walk.
Right.
It's still like a couple miles.
Yeah, it is. It's huge
to go all the way around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's mm-hmm. a very reasonable walk.
Yeah,
you don't need to tag on another 2 miles. It's
right.
like okay.
Right.
So. Then he's like,
that's
this is what I hate about husbands, though. Why do they have to control like
I
the
know,
whole experience?
Just shut up.
Just I invited you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Just if I want to drive there, who fucking cares? Why do you have to shame me about
I
why
know.
Does it have to be a whole thing? Like,
I know.
Well, what are we going to drive? Why? It's close.
Right.
Like, you're – no, it's not that close.
Yeah.
We have the dog with us. If we're going to take the dog, now I got to bring water
right.
for the dog.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she can't go that whole time in the heat
right.
without having a
yeah,
drink of water.
Yeah, it was hot. Mm-hmm.
So then he's like, well, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to drive there. I mean, there's not going to be parking. I mean, it's Easter. The park's going to be crazy. And, you know, I mean – oh, so then he does this. This totally gets passive aggressive when at first – all the kids are like, yeah, we want to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes –
kids are always –
and he goes like this to me. So I'm walking out of the house and I'm already pissed now. Mm-hmm. He's already ruining the experience. Mm-hmm. Like what? Can't you just be like, okay, you all want to drive? Let's just drive.
Right.
Who cares? If you want more exercise, go to the gym. Like why does it have to be my responsibility that now you're not getting – wow, it's such a nice day for a walk.
Right.
And then he goes like this. Does your back hurt? Or?
Oh, God. Oh.
Does your back hurt? I was like, I couldn't help myself. I was like, no, it doesn't. What? Does my back hurt? No, it doesn't. I just want to drive there. Who cares?
Right. I know.
He's like, Stephanie. Oh, I just, what? Okay. All right.
All right.
Like, all right. He gives me Adam. All right. All whoa. Right. Okay. Whoa. Why is such a bad mood?
Yeah.
Because I was like, because it's passive aggressive.
Right.
No, my back, why can't I just, what am I, now I'm lazy?
Yes.
Because I don't want to take the whole walk. So then Elby is now in a bad mood because she wanted to drive. So
all
then
right.
he goes, okay, if you guys want to drive, let's just drive. And I go, no, let's walk. Like, if we're going to all have to feel bad about wanting to drive, then let's just walk.
Right.
So basically telling him, like, no, if this is so important to you that we're all going to have to feel ashamed.
Right.
It's fine. Let's walk. And he goes, no. Let's just drive. Naturally, you see where this story is going. He was totally right because there was no parking. It was a line of cars to get in, like it's Coachella.
Right.
I was like, oh, God. He goes, okay, listen, that now he's Mr. Nice Guy. He's like, you know what? Let's just go to the dog park instead. I was like, no. We're walking around Lake Balboa. It's happening. It's on like Donkey Kong, motherfucker. This is happening. Then we end up having to do a U-turn around and we park at this like random lot.
Oh, my pain, the pain.
Yeah,
I feel
and then we do end up walking like pretty far. We have to walk across the street and walk through. And I was like, I'm sorry, John.
But here's the thing.
You were right. The parking was a mess. But he didn't have to. He could have just been like, I mean, wait, let's try and drive.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where that happens. Most of the time.
Exactly.
He ends up being right. But it's like, can't you just go with the flow?
Right.
Like, if you would have said it to me, I would have said, all right, let's walk. I don't know.
Right.
I
agree. I wouldn't have made a big stink about it. But anyway, Patreon this week, part two, Lynette is going to catch us up with what happened last week.
What happened?
And if you want to get in on that, it's $5 a month for all our bonus content. It's $10 a month if you want a t-shirt. I'm out of extra large and XXL, but I have small, medium, and large. $10 a month, you get a t-shirt and bonus content. $50 a month, and you get a business shout out.
I have to say, sorry to interrupt you, is that Patreon, I think people are – I notice on our Reel It In page, people are now like – not now. It's kind of been that way. But it seems – maybe it's just me. But it seems like they're coming out with more personal problems and they're talking about it on the page.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's getting real.
Definitely.
But go ahead.
A lot is happening at For Crying Out Loud, Reel It In page.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be able to answer a couple questions about our podcast to get in on that page if you're a listener. And then there's a Patreon page as well. There's a lot going on, people. Anyway, if you want for $50 a month, you can get a shout out for your business. And I just have a few more for Friday. We got Carrie Gillum. She's our girl from Sip and Shine. Mm-hmm. Carrie, who was a guest on our show.
I remember. Love
her. Adorable. Talks really honestly about mental health issues because she has a son with mental health issues. And she's teamed up with her friend Jody from Reality V podcast. So they talk careers, carpooling, cocktailing. It's called Moms on the Rocks. Moms on the Rocks.
Love
if you want
name.
CBD oil, even bacon flavor for the doggies, don't go to Mobile Muffin's dad. Go to Letty Molina at HempWorks, HempWorks.com/LMolina.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm doing two mom podcasts in a row, but Sarah Dean, Shameless Mom Academy. So Sarah Dean is awesome
girl.
And fun and inspiring. And check out her show, shamelessmom.com. And last but not least, Tish Clevenger.
Juice Plus.
Yes, girl. Yes. Juice Plus. Get some Juice Plus with her. Clevenger, Clevenger. juiceplus.com.
Get your health on.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a daddy now.
I won't F it up.
All right.